Despite pleas from a passionate crowd, the Oswego Common Council approved a budget last night that will eliminate 16 firefighter jobs and a city department. WRVO's Payne Horning has more.
Outside City Hall, Oswego Firefighter Association President John Garassi urged dozens of firefighters and members of the public to discourage their councilors from approving the $970,000 cut.
This is not a situation where the doors are about to close on City Hall. So it's important that we draw attention to this and we make sure these councilors tonight, when they're looking at this budget, that they take the time to do the right thing.
But the city is facing a major budget deficit. A contract with the Onondaga County Water Authority that had provided the city with an annual $1 million payment for 20 years has expired. At a public hearing ahead of the council's meeting, citizens begged the city's leaders to look for an alternative to slashing the jobs, including 8-year-old Brooke Trevitt, who offered up $40 of the money she had saved for a puppy to help the city fund the department.
Can you not cut the firefighters? I have money to help the firefighters.
Mayor Billy Barlow says trimming the Oswego Fire Department will put the city in line with other municipalities of comparable size. The council also made more than $360,000 in additional cuts to the budget last night, most of which came as the result of the elimination of the city's planning and zoning department. Those savings were applied to reducing the property tax increase to less than 2%. The total budget cuts will reduce a financial burden on residents who Barlow says have endured nearly 60% in tax hikes over the last 4 years.
And I think that the average city taxpayer, they may not necessarily like cuts to the fire department, but they want to see cuts citywide. And, I think they're finally seeing what they want to see out of city government, and that's the tough, hard decisions being made.
Fire Chief Jeff McCroby says he will only have to actually fire about a dozen from his staff because of attrition, but he says that doesn't make it any easier.
I'm looking at the room tonight, and it's like, I'm looking at the ones, and I know who's going and who's not. Now, it's taken its toll more than we thought.
In Oswego, I'm Peyton Horning for WRVO News.